California sanctuary laws protect another illegal, kill another American. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Thursday, March, 14, 2019. Another day, another illegal alien murder suspect in California. Another illegal alien murder suspect in California, another illegal alien suspect still in the country thanks to sanctuary policy. It wasn't a cop this time. It was somebody's mom, now dead because left-wing Democrats in California are more interested in turning illegal aliens into voters than in public safety. The suspect. The illegal alien suspect is Carlos Eduardo Arevalo Carranza, 24, a vagabond, dope fiend, and confessed gangbanger. Police say the drug-addled illegal alien bum murdered 59-year-old Bambi Larson, a manager at a biotech company, last month in San Jose. Larson's son and a co-worker found her when they checked her home because she hadn't shown up for work. She died, the coroner reported, from sharp force injuries to the neck and torso. She was stabbed to death. Such was the bloody scene that cops first thought she was murdered in a crime of passion. But that isn't the case. Using surveillance video and DNA, news reports said, cops collared Arevalo Carranza. They found Larson's cell phone and tablet with Arevalo Carranza's personal belongings. Police Chief Eddie Garcia summarized the undocumented immigrant's prodigious criminal career. In February of 2013, he was detained by the Department of Homeland Security at the border near McAllen, Texas and deported, Garcia said. In 2014 he was arrested for possession of paraphernalia. In 2015 he was convicted of burglary in San Jose. In 2016, battery of an officer, resisting arrest, and entering and occupying a property. In October of 2016, he was arrested for battery in the city of Los Angeles, but that isn't all. In 2017 he was arrested and convicted for false imprisonment in San Jose. On April of 18, he was arrested for paraphernalia again. In May he was arrested for possession of methamphetamine and possession of paraphernalia. On August of 18, he was arrested for prowling and stimulant influence. On October of 18, he was arrested for false identification and paraphernalia once again, prowling and trespassing while a resident was present. And in January of this year, he was arrested for possession of methamphetamine and paraphernalia. When cops arrested him and charged him with murdering Larson, he was on probation for the possession of methamphetamine and paraphernalia, false imprisonment and burglary. By that time, Garcia said, Immigration and Customs Enforcement had issued detainers six times, Garcia said, two in Los Angeles and four in Santa Clara. That count is too low, the area ICE chief told the San Jose Mercury News. Eric Bonner, field director of ICE in San Francisco, said the agency tried to detain Carranza nine times. Time to end sanctuary. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo said the sanctuary policies must end, Cron 4 reported, and that state and local officials must cooperate with ICE, instead of passing laws that forbid such cooperation, as Santa Clara County, and cities, other counties, and the state of California have. It is long overdue for the county to reconsider its current policy of ignoring ICE hold requests for predatory felons, which undermines the safety of the very immigrant communities we collectively seek to protect, he said. On July 10, 2015, I sent a letter urging county leaders to review their policies to ensure federal immigration authorities prosecute violent, predatory individuals who pose a serious threat to our residents, Liccardo, who said the city's district attorney also tried to persuade the county to reverse its sanctuary policy, said, ignoring detainer requests for individuals arrested for strike offenses and convicted of multiple felonies undermines public safety, and violates common sense, a county supervisor said all ICE needs to detain an illegal alien suspect as a warrant, the Mercury News reported. Otherwise we cannot jail somebody without current criminal charges pending, he said. But that is precisely what needs to change, Bonner said, NBC Bay Area reported. How many more people have to be killed or injured before California lawmakers will open discussions to revise the state policy prohibiting local law enforcement agencies from working with ICE to apprehend dangerous criminal aliens, he asked. It's unfortunate that our communities face dangerous consequences because of inflexible state laws that protect criminal aliens. These sanctuary policies have unintended, but very real, and often tragic consequences to public safety. In December, cops arrested and charged with murder an illegal alien who should have been deported but wasn't. The victim was a cop. He was a legal immigrant who loved his adopted country and wanted nothing but to become an American policeman. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.